264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Election Day Tuesday, May 6, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy and all the things going on over there at the Iron Pig Smokehouses, especially the South location. If you haven't checked it out yet, please consider doing so. They have a larger menu, like he said, not all smoked food there. The Marry Me Chicken, very good. Vicky had it. She said it was awesome. They're also serving a good steak. So check it out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you and see the new location as they're getting ready to update the landscaping, the parking lots, lighting, signs, spending a lot of money at the new location, going to improve it, make it look even better. Check it out. And also the upcoming festival, riskitfest.com. riskitfest.com is the website. You get your tickets now. You can be a sponsor. Maybe consider come playing golf with us on Friday, June 20th. I think I'm going to pack up and take this show on the road, broadcast from Ian's studio there, and then head over to the golf outing and try to see how good I can golf after a couple of years of not even playing. So looking forward to it. Got to golf more this year. Got to get out and enjoy Northern Michigan when you can, and looking forward to it. I got the link to file the complaint with the Attorney General's office. It will take about 15, 20 minutes to fill out the form to get all the information. You do need to go and confront a gas station. If you have a gas station in your little town that is famous for price gouging or price fixing, go and talk to the store manager, the attendant, the salesperson there at the counter, and ask them about why their gas prices are so high. Complain about it. Document your visit, the date, the time, who you spoke to, and what you said. What did they say? And then fill out the form, file a complaint. Folks, it's the only way we're going to be able to get some relief from this price gouging, price fixing that's been going on up here for decades. I got a couple of text messages. Randy, they've been doing this for years. Well, it's time to stop. One of the biggest things that I'm upset about is this Blarney Castle company. Their website said 140 Easy Mart locations across Northern Michigan. And they're price fixing, price gouging compared to other gas stations in the same area. So, sick and tired of it, basically, we got to do something. Let's see. Leonard Mason texting in, as a firefighter, I was trained in all aspects of FEMA. When the training was done, my take on the result was a Chinese fire drill has far more organization and usefulness. Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the other things that we're kind of upset about, and this is something you have to understand, when we sit by and allow these companies to take advantage of us, we have no one but ourselves to blame. At a bare minimum, folks, stop going to a couple of gas stations in your town. If you have more than two, pick one that you want to buy your gas at, even if they're colluding with the other two. But basically, boycott one or two gas stations in your town. refuse to buy gas. Let other people know. Stop buying your gas at this station. Buy it over at this station. Find one that's a couple of cents cheaper and buy your gas there. If enough people stop buying gas at one or two of these gas stations, they'd be forced to drop their prices because they want to compete. We're not getting gas sales. Our gas sales have gone down to almost zero this week. Well, guess what? They're not going to know what's going on. They're not going to know that we are boycotting them. They're just going to go, what do we got to do to get more people to come in here and buy gas? The only way you can do it is drop the price. Don't bite at the first price drop. Stand strong. Because if they drop their prices, they're fully aware that they need to lower their prices. Keep the pressure on. Even if you have to spend 3, 5, 7, 8, 10 cents a gallon more at the other gas station you're going to, keep going there. Keep the pressure on until they really hear from you and drop their prices 15, 20 cents a gallon. You see, especially these gas stations, folks, that have stores. Let me explain to you how this works from a marketing standpoint. They don't make that much money on gas. They can even afford to sell it at a loss. Lower their prices like Costco has and Sam's Club. Lower the prices to get people to come to their location to come in and buy things. Your cigarettes, your lotto tickets, your food, your energy drinks, a soda, whatever it is that you want to buy. That's where they make their money. Especially if they have a carbonated soda machine where you get your cup, put a little bit of ice in it, fill it up with your favorite pop, soda, whatever you want to drink. That's where they make their money. Cigarettes, lotto tickets, all these other things, snacks that you may buy. That's where they make the money. So you got to be smart about this. But I'm fed up. I am just absolutely fed up with this gasoline and diesel fuel gouging and price fixing that they're doing. And we've got to do something about it. So again, text me gas. I have to update my folder because I now have the direct link to the Secretary of State's office where you click on this link. It'll take you right to the complaint form. Took me about four clicks to get to it, but you can get to it from the michigan.gov/AG's website. But I clicked and then scrolled down and clicked and scrolled down and clicked and finally got the direct form to filing a complaint. And again, you're going to have a confrontation, an event. They call it on the complaint form, incident. The incident, date, time, where it was at, what gas station, which oil company, and what did you say to the attendant, to the sales clerk? What was their response, and what would you like the attorney general to do about it? And then you hit submit after giving them all of your information. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. If they get 3, 4, 5, 10 complaints from Northern Michigan, maybe, just maybe, she'll do a blanket investigation and see what the heck is going on up here. Because I got to tell you, if one place can sell it for $2.69, there's no reason why another gas station in the same general area has to charge 50, 60, 70 cents a gallon more for it. And Donald Trump is claiming on Truth Social that gas prices in some areas of our country is down to $1.89 a gallon. Why are we continuing to have to pay these high prices here in Michigan? So just something that I'm on and I'm researching and learning. as I filed my complaint yesterday, got an email from them acknowledging receipt of my complaint and says it could take up to 30 days before they give me an answer. So we're looking forward to it, and I'll give you the information as it comes in. Moving to Lansing. Really short story to get into here. The process. Well, bringing new fighter jets to Macomb County will not be the last time the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, negotiates with the Trump White House. Yesterday, she said she wants to work with him on a post-ice storm aid for northern Michigan, continue working on the invasive Asian carp, and economic development. I got a list of things that we need from the federal government, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I worked really hard for his opponent in the last election. And yet, as soon as the election was over, I did not want to sacrifice the Michigan agenda. I got a duty to continue to work with whomever is there. Yesterday, Whitmer spoke to local officials and business leaders during a luncheon hosted by the Macomb County Chamber of Commerce. It took place at Palazzolo Grande Banquet Hall in Shelby Township. A huge portion of yesterday's remark focused in on the Selfridge Air National Guard base located on the western shore of Lake St. Clair. President Donald Trump was on the base on April 29th, announcing that beginning in the fiscal year 2028, that 21 F-15EX Eagle II fighter jets will be stationed at Selfridge. Multiple leaders in Macomb County have been advocating to get new fighter jets stationed at the base, hoping that it would attract new military personnel, hire local defense contractors, and revamp the economic development to the community. Additional story goes on talking about the Macomb County executive, Mark Hackle. We're going to wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is saying she's not done working on the list of things that she wants from the federal government. So in her speech in Macomb County yesterday, she was joined by a lot of politicos there in the audience. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, who served in the role since 2011, explained that Whitmer's interactions with Trump were not about politics, but ensuring a fighter mission came to the county. Hackle, who ran as a Democrat, described the criticism Whitmer's received for engaging with Trump as coming from one extreme within the party. He added that he received a call from Whitmer from the back room during Trump's visit. He described being told that Trump described Lake St. Clair as a great, beautiful lake that actually, when you're in the middle of it, looks like an ocean. Hackle joked, maybe President Trump will call Lake St. Clair now the Gulf of Macomb. The audience laughed. Well, here's what really is going on behind the scenes. Fighter jets being strategically located near Canada. Today, the new Canadian Prime Minister is coming to the White House to meet with President Trump. Also, kind of interesting, former Congresswoman, former Secretary of State Candace Miller. Well, she said that during the luncheon, Whitmer said she assumed she had done something good based on the fact that the former congresswoman had been an honorary commander, being one of the first people on her fleet when she arrived at the microphone. Also, for what is next, Whitmer pointed to seeking federal assistance to keeping the invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. According to the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, the carp would likely outcompete native fish for food resources, with their growth sizes capable of exceeding 100 pounds and 4 feet in length. The commission reported how in some areas of the Mississippi Basin, Asian carp now are making up 97% of the fish biomass after invading the ecosystems. It is projected that the Great Lakes could see $7 billion in irreparable damage if the carp invade the Great Lakes. Whitmer added that there is not yet a federal emergency declaration for Northern Michigan. At the end of March, 12 counties were hit by a late-season ice storm after being struck with an inch and a half of ice, estimated 3 million acres of trees broke in half or were generally damaged overall. We've got some major problems that we're having to deal with. The threat of Asian carp in our Great Lakes, emergency funding for Northern Michigan, these are things we are trying to get done. Meanwhile, there's also economic development opportunities for the state that a federal partnership would be absolutely essential to us putting together. These are the things that are on my list, Governor Whitmer said. When asked if she was referring to artificial intelligence and data centers when mentioning economic development, which Trump has been a promoter of, Whitmer said that could be something in there, yes. Well, one of the things that they're most excited about, again, is these fighter jets coming to Macomb County, Michigan. Other communities surrounding the base, all looking forward to economic development and boom. So, glad to hear that she is definitely trying to do something for disaster relief declaration, trying to get some money for Northern Michigan, because this has been devastating. And the amount of damage, I did not realize 12 counties, 3 million acres of trees broke in half or were damaged. Treetops everywhere. So, good information, good story. Glad the governor is open to working with the president and trying to help us here in Michigan. It's about time that we get some assistance from Washington. We've been talking about this Asian carp thing for years. We've been talking about that base that Biden had scheduled to shut down that Trump is saving. He won the state. He's looking forward to winning the midterm election here next year, perhaps helping the Republicans grow their majority in the House and take back the state Senate, and hopefully get a Republican governor and U.S. senator out of the deal as well. So I think we're going to see a lot of Donald Trump here in Michigan, and I seem to think that this governor is going to be greeting him at the airports, keeping the dialogue open and hopefully doing something good for the state of Michigan. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura.